IVM. Hello, welcome and khushamadeed. You're listening to The Note with me, Mahrukh Inayat. Social media platform Twitter is in a slugfest with the government of India. There are frenzied reports that Twitter will be banned in India. A rumor to which actually the IT minister Ravi Shankar Prasad responded, saying that the government is not in favor of banning any social media platform. But he did add that anyone and everyone needs to comply with the rules of the land. Now, why did things come to a boil? Interestingly, the same minister, Ravi Shankar Prasad, back in 2016 was all praises for Twitter. He in fact had a gushing tweet where he said, quote, that freedom of expression and sharing information has got new strength from Twitter, unquote. Ending the tweet with actually a hashtag, love Twitter. So when did the love story actually end? Last year, the first big run-in that Twitter had with the government was over the controversial farm laws that the BJP government at the center had passed. The government was facing criticism from several quarters, and it asked Twitter to remove certain anti-farm law tweets and also block certain accounts. Twitter did not comply on any of these requests, at least most of them, and that angered the government. Then in February this year, the government came out with the new IT guidelines. More specifically, and I'll go slow on this, the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. The center released these guidelines on the 25th of February, and it asked all platforms to fall in line by May 25th, giving them a three-month notice. Now, among these rules was the requirement to hire and share details of a chief compliance officer, a nodal contact officer, a grievance officer. All of these had to be based in India. But even before this deadline actually ended on the 25th of May, Twitter upset the BJP government all over again. And the real reason for this open hostility is that on 18th of May, a Twitter account tweeted screenshots of a hashtag Congress toolkit, alleging that it was a Congress conspiracy to tarnish the image of the BJP government. Now, soon after this tweet came out, there were several BJP leaders, including the party president JP Nadda, union ministers Dr. Harshvardhan, Smriti Irani, all of them tweeted about this alleged toolkit. Now, the Congress party obviously retaliated and filed FIRs against these BJP leaders. But what angered the government was when Twitter labeled the tweets of these BJP leaders as manipulated media. Now, to give Twitter its due, it has been doing this since 2020, since last year, and it started during the US president elections. It was a bid to actually fight fake tweets. Now, what does calling a tweet manipulated media actually mean? According to Twitter, it would label significantly and deceptively altered or fabricated content as manipulated media. So essentially, fake tweets, right? So the minute senior BJP functionaries had their tweets labeled as manipulated media, the Congress obviously had a field day and the BJP was left embarrassed and fuming. Now, in the interim, the deadline for the compliance with the IT guidelines had come and gone. And the government is now saying that Twitter has failed to comply with the guidelines and it no longer enjoys the status of an intermediary. Now, what does having the status of an intermediary mean? As per Section 79 of the IT Act, an intermediary, and I'm quoting from the Act, an intermediary shall not be liable for any third-party information or data made available by it or hosted by it. Intermediaries can be online platforms that facilitate information. Now, what it very simply means is that since Twitter has lost its intermediary status, going forward, it can be held responsible for any content posted by any of its millions of users in the country, and it can subsequently face criminal charges. Now, you would ask, why is Twitter the only one being singled out? Because Facebook, Google, WhatsApp, and even Kuu, they've already declared that they have complied with these provisions and guidelines of the IT Act. Twitter, which seems to be in damage control mode at some level, has in an official statement said it is setting up a new office in India and will comply, but the government is saying that it is showing defiance. In fact, Ravi Shankar Prasad, remember he had gushed back in 2016, which I said at the beginning of this episode, he used Twitter and put a tweet out saying that he's astounded that Twitter is portraying itself as a flag bearer of free speech, but it is choosing the path of deliberate defiance when it comes to these intermediary guidelines. And when a minister says that, that clearly shows the intention of the government. Now, where does this leave Twitter? What does this really mean for Twitter? If Twitter complies, then it is likely to get legal cover in India, which means that it will again get back its intermediary status. However, as of now, since it hasn't complied, there is already a case against the microblogging site in Uttar Pradesh. Remember, these new IT guidelines are very, very strict. Under these laws, Twitter will need to process any official request for content removal within a span of 36 hours. And if it fails to do so, its local employees in India can face legal consequences, which means possible arrest and even jail of up to 7 years. Twitter has obvious reasons to be worried about what these IT guidelines are. Now, there are rumors that Twitter could be banned. India is Twitter's third biggest market. Can it be banned? You know, honestly, the Indian government banned TikTok, which had 20 million users. And given this fracas with the government, Twitter's stock has already hit an all-time low. Just putting it out there. So there are consequences. Now, what is the whole ideological debate between Twitter and the Indian government? Twitter says that these guidelines that have been made are against freedom of expression. The Indian government is saying this is for national security. It's the typical freedom of speech versus national security debate. But Indian government also says that these profit-making companies cannot lecture the Indian government on democracy. And India is not alone in that. In January, when Twitter permanently suspended Donald Trump, the former US president's account, citing risk of incitement to violence and so on, Germany and France, two countries that really are high on the index of freedom of speech, they attacked Twitter at that time, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel at that time said that lawmakers should be setting the rules governing free speech and not private technology companies. So this question of an ideological bias that the social media companies might have, or rather social media conglomerates might have, is also a very pertinent point.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are @IVMPodcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Mahrukh Inayat on Twitter and Mahrukh Inayat on Instagram as well.